This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a million stories from yesterday's game, right? There's George Pickens, there's Joey Porter, there's Najee Harris had a really good game. There's what happened defensively, a touchdown for Peyton Wilson. Defense got shredded a little bit, but I thought turned in a winning performance. There's the big picture, there's this, there's that, and this and that. To me, there's one overriding story far and above everything else. The Steelers have a quarterback. They outfoxed people, or maybe they just did the obvious. You know, I saw LeBron James talking about how the Lakers took Dalton Knecht this year, who's unbelievable.
He is terrific.
He's like, well, we had like what, the 16th or 17th pick, and someone said to him, man, your management really outfoxed people. He said, no, they didn't. They just didn't blank it up. Everyone else did. Whatever the Steelers did, whoever they were competing with, they appear to have made an incredible move, really, by bringing in Russell Wilson. A team desperate for a quarterback had invested a first-round pick in one against the grain, against everyone else's belief that Kenny Pickett would be any good, and it looked like they would continue to flounder here. And instead, they have a guy who not only came in and gives them respectability and leadership at that position, but who's lighting it up. This from The Athletic. Steelers with Russell Wilson, Bob, averaging, when he's in there, since he took over, 390 yards and 28.6 points a game. That's second in yards and sixth in points during that seven-week span. Six games, I guess it is. And I'll tell you another thing, they'd be 6-0 if they let him throw the ball in Cleveland. They would be 6-0 with Russell Wilson. On a full season pace, he's on pace for 28 touchdowns versus 9 picks, one of which shouldn't have counted the other day. He's 5th in the NFL right now in passer rating as it is. Like I opened the show, putting myself in the shoes of a diehard Steeler fan, while there's much to talk about from that game yesterday, I'd be saying, oh my God, We have an offense. We have a quarterback. This is only getting truer and truer. We can compete with anybody. Doesn't mean the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl necessarily. But for the first time in a long time, I feel like they're actually in it with a chance, which is different than just being in it. Because 44% of the teams make the playoffs. Everybody's in it. There's a handful that are out of it. But in it, with emphasis, with actually a chance, Bob, is different. And the reason they are is because they have a quarterback and an offense. And yes, the disclaimer that the Bengals stink. We know that. That hangs over all of this. Their defense stinks.
Yes, but it was only against the Bengals.
That disclaimer. Same was true when Arizona came here last year. One of the worst defenses in football at the time. Steelers have faced plenty of those. Did they take advantage of it? Did they light them up to the tune of 30 or 40 points and 400 or 500 yards? Literally never. Now they can do that, Bob. It's different now. They have a quarterback.
They've also moved into the top 10 in the NFL in scoring offense because of all of this, which is something because they were not close to that. And to make it even further, even though Russell Wilson is very good at taking what they give you at times, when it comes to throws of 15 plus yards down the field, no one in the NFL has been better.
That's
in
the
these
big
six
difference,
weeks.
Right?
Right. He's got one of the best grades going because he's making those things count. He knows when to get rid of the ball, when to, you know, there have been a couple of sacks that have hurt them at times with yardages on field goals, whatever. That's going to happen. And last year he did get sacked quite a bit. This year, I think his offensive line is doing a better job as this thing rolls on of giving him time. He knows he has more time. He's aware of what's going on. And when he wants to make those throws down the field, he's very accurate with those throws. So, yeah, that's all. For a team that won two games earlier this year without scoring a touchdown in either, this is really interesting to me how this has blossomed.
Me too. And I'm glad
yesterday they decided, hey, this defense ain't very good. You know, we won't say that, but our action will speak loud. We're going to go down the field as much as we can because we can. And so they went after and opened it up. I like that.
Everything that he brings is what the veterans on the team, and I imagine Tomlin himself, were after from that position. I read a couple things today where he changed a number of plays at the line of scrimmage. There's a certain gravitas to Russell Wilson. He has it. He's won. They haven't. Even the great players on this team don't know what it's like to really win because none of them ever have. That's why. And they wanted somebody like this to come in here and show them the way. And Russell Wilson has that vibe about him, but it's one thing to have that vibe. It's another thing then to deliver on the field. And you saw a little swagger in him yesterday. He stood toe-to-toe with maybe the best quarterback in football, a guy who has 30 touchdowns and five picks, and in the end outplayed him. He did. Russell didn't make three turnovers yesterday. He had one that shouldn't have even been one, and he made unbelievable throws. The one to Freiermuth was out of the Russ.
That may have been his best one.
Oh, that was out of the Russ cookbook from 2018 or 15. Him running around, ducking a hit, and flicking a ball to Freiermuth, right?
Well, it's interesting because this is another stat that jumps out at you about how Joe Burrow's season. CBS put this out. Seasons where a quarterback has had 30-plus touchdown passes and five or fewer interceptions through 12 games, like Joe Burrow has.
Yeah.
30 touchdowns, five interceptions. Burrow is 4-8. There are four other instances where quarterbacks have done this. Their records, 9-3, 11-1, 10-2, 12-0. Meaning they're on teams that, you know, have a defense that could help him out.
Exactly.
He's being victimized by a defense that just has bailed. They're 4-8 with a quarterback who has MVP kind of numbers.
I think the Steelers lose that game with Justin Fields at quarterback yesterday. They lose by double digits with Kenny Pickett at quarterback. Would you agree with those two statements?
Yes, just because of the way it was attacked. They had to make the throws down the field. You know, it's very interesting how this – I remember vividly the preseason games with Kenny Pickett the one year where everyone was just – thinking that he was going, he's picked it up. He's got it year two. This is going to be magical for him. And it just went the other way. It's funny how it works. It's funny how storylines change. And just when you thought the Steelers are going to be in no man's land when it comes to a quarterback, they go and make these moves, totally getting rid of an entire quarterback room, bringing in new people. And look at this result. It's pretty stunning.
So finish this sentence for me, if you would. City Limits, I'd love for you to step up to the plate here. Please grab a bat.
Batter up.
Russell Wilson right now is giving the Steelers their best quarterbacking since?
Since Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, yes, but what year? Let me give you some choices, Bob. May I? If you'd let me indulge. 2020. Ben had 33 touchdowns and 10 picks.
Yeah, but that was the different kind of Ben toward the end. Check down, quick release, nothing down the field all that much.
2019, he was hurt. My answer would be since 2018 when Ben threw for 34 touchdowns. I think they're getting their best quarterbacking in how many years ago? Is that six?
Yeah.
6 or 7 years.
I mean, that's how long it's been. And, you know, again, it's difficult to find the next quarterback. Just look around the NFL. Look at all these teams that are trying to figure it out and failing with high premium picks.
Right.
So eventually they're going to have someone beyond Russell Wilson just because of the age factor here. But for now, with the group of guys they have, many of them are older.
The window's open, baby.
Right. We talk about windows all the time. Well, this is wide open for them. That doesn't guarantee anything. What it says is they legitimately have a chance to be somebody in the playoffs who can go in and do some damage.
Wonder Twin?
Yeah, I'd say 2018. I think the 2017 season was better. The stats might not indicate it, but the 13-3 year, despite the loss to Jacksonville, if you're taking regular season alone, standing on its own, I'd say Ben in 17 was better.
So let me ask you guys this. Russell Wilson or, and you say either him or the other quarterback in the AFC. You ready, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
Russell Wilson, and you, please, Limits, please stay at the plate.
Josh Allen.
Russell Wilson or Tua?
Russell Wilson. Right.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, guy making all that. Here's the other thing. He's playing for free, basically. Another team is paying you to have him be your quarterback.
Yeah, but that changes next year drastically, and they're going to have to make accommodations for that if they want to continue with him.
I know, Bob. Obviously, Russell Wilson over Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Russell Wilson over whoever's quarterbacking for the Patriots, Drake May. Russell Wilson or Lamar?
I still got to go Lamar just because of, and I got to see it in a big game. I haven't seen it in big games, you know, but I still think his overall ability. And yesterday, he put some passes right onto the hands of Aguilar twice that he dropped. So I still go Lamar.
If they're playing against each other, I want Russell Wilson.
But that takes into account other things.
Yes.
I mean, that's...
Outside of that, I want Lamar.
Lamar is the answer here. Russell Wilson or Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow.
Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston? Who beat them?
Russell Wilson.
We all take Russell. Russell or C.J. Stroud? We all take C.J., right?
He's not having a great year this year.
If I'm looking at this year alone, I may take Russell. Overall, yes, C.J. Stroud is... terrific player.
Anybody else in that division? You take Russ, and then
Levis
and Butthead. Mahomes, obviously. Okay, here's a good one: Russell Wilson right now or Justin Herbert? Very interesting, isn't it, Bob?
I really like Justin Herbert, so I'm going to go there.
Justin Herbert, slam dunk. It's not even a question for me.
Did you see how emphatic he was, Bob?
It was almost as if, why are you wasting my time?
Yeah.
That look he had on his face.
Justin Herbert truther.
Maybe this is the Justin Herbert truther. Maybe this is the big one. Russell Wilson or Bo Nix right now? And before you laugh at that.
I'm not laughing because I was what I told you. Bo Nix is going to be a good player for them.
Bob's doing a lot of retroactive bragging today. Have you noticed
that?
No,
but I'm just trying to state my claim.
Maybe he's going to pull up his own clip that he clips.
I'm taking my flag, and I'm going to plant it on your side of the table.
And I'm the Ohio State linebacker. Let me tell you what this guy's done. Since the Steeler game, at that point, he had no touchdowns and 4 picks. Since then, he's got 5, 8, 10, 16 touchdowns and 2 picks, plus he runs. Now, Russell gives you the veteran moxie, the veteran play-calling ability recognition, all that. So I probably take Russ right now, but this is about the most even one for me.
I'm taking Russ because you're talking about right now. If we're talking about in the next 2 years, I'm taking Bo Nix, but right now it's Russell Wilson.
I would take Russ because at the current moment, I don't think Bo Nix could go to the playoffs and win a playoff game, partly due to the been there, done that factor, and Russell Wilson has, so I take him for that regard.
That'd be interesting to see what Bo, I think we're going to find out what Bo Nix does. All right, 412-928-9370. Man, you just, and I know there was social media, you know, uproars about the defense and Pickens and all this stuff, but I would be so happy if I were a Steeler fan today, Bob. So happy to see an offense. I don't care who it was against. They put up 500 yards and 44 points. That's all I would be focused on right now.
Yes, but it was only against the Bengals.
We have to keep repeating our disclaimer.
We have a lot of disclaimers.
All right. It's 126. Now is the time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with these premiums and those premiums at 724-443-5610. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's get to the league at large. We have a very special event coming up to end the show. Did you know that, Bob?
No.
I know you didn't. It was a rhetorical question. We have special packs of baseball cards from the Card Castle, the baseball card
castle.
The
Paul Skeens? Has anyone, I have lost track of that. Has anyone got that?
You or I might get that in about 10 minutes, Bob. Limits, why don't you tell him the story?
We got them right here. Ooh. Backs of cards, the top's chrome. We're going to see.
How many packs do you have?
There are six.
So we get two each?
That's correct.
We're going to open them live on air, Bob.
Oh, let's do it.
If I win, I'm not going to split it with you.
See, I would. I'd split it with you. I'd split it three ways.
You would?
Yes.
All right, I'll give you maybe 10%.
No, that's not equal.
Anyway, that's going to be exciting. Because I hope we win. Or it'll make for terrible radio. I don't know yet.
You get to pick the pack you want. Do you go first or does Austin go first?
We can decide all these things.
I'm a newbie here. I should go first.
There's an MVP race unlike any I can remember going on in the NFL because of the spectacular styles of the players involved. I think right now, I think Lamar's dropped back because of his team. I think it's coming down right now anyway. To Josh Allen against Saquon Barkley.
Yes, I agree.
Good Morning Football had both of their so-called Heisman moments this morning, which was the touchdown for Allen last night, where he takes the lateral from Amari Cooper and dives in the snow for the pylon. And then, of course, with Barkley, it was the reverse hurdle.
You just called it a lateral. So that's I had a question about that play. They gave him both a pass completion and a pass reception.
Seems odd, yes.
It is a lateral, right? I mean, they lateraled it backwards.
I don't know what it is. I don't know technically what it's called.
Well, technically, he gets credit for doing that, all three things in one game. No one's ever done it, but that was a lateral to me, not a pass reception.
Nevertheless, the way he finished it, just in ridiculous Superman fashion.
Yes, he did.
So, right now, let me ask you, fine gentlemen, and I'm going to read something to you first. Saquon Barkley has a chance still for 2,000 yards rushing. I don't even know how many yards. Does he have a chance at what, 2,700 yards from scrimmage? Something like that. He's got double-figure touchdowns. I mean, this is absolutely incredulent, Bob. Yeah, he's almost 300 yards receiving.
Derrick Henry's numbers are very similar, by the way. Derrick Henry.
Not quite as spectacular, and he's being held back by his team as well. So Josh Allen has 20 touchdowns, 5 picks. He's also, as we know, an amazing runner. Who's your MVP, and what's the play of the year in the NFL if it boils down to those two plays? Your MVP and your play of the year. Wonder Twin, we'll start with you.
Play of the year.
I mean, it's Barkley and Josh Allen, I think. That's what everybody seems to think.
All right, I have mine then.
The play that Josh Allen made last night was incredible, but we have never, and I don't think will ever.
Don't take mine.
See the Saquon Barkley reverse hurdle.
That was mine.
Ever again. That was insane.
Is he your MVP?
He's not my MVP. Josh Allen is my MVP. I've said it for weeks. I'm going to stick by it.
Why limits?
because I feel like he's doing more with less. And this is not a Mike Tomlin omen here for that people like to say about Tomlin and the Steelers every year. I feel like there's no more Stephon Diggs. Their running game is better. Their offensive line a little bit banged up. They've done it without Keon Coleman the last game. Again, they blew out San Francisco. No Dalton Kincaid. He's just dominating. His defense has lost pieces, too. He is the best player in the NFL right now.
Bob?
I would say it's Josh Allen, but I would, you know, it's very hard for a running back. Adrian Peterson was the last to do it 12 years ago to win this award. It's just hard for it to happen just because of the quarterback position. So because of that, and I agree with everything that Austin said, I just think Josh Allen is ahead of just about everyone in this category, so he's going to get my vote. And the best play is Barkley. I never saw a guy do that, time it so beautifully backwards and jump over somebody in reverse fashion.
I agree with both of you on
every little
syllable
and half syllable we said.
Even your quarter syllables, Bob. Yes, every single thing you just said. Josh Allen is doing this with you know, receivers that have zero shot at Pro Bowls or anything like that. His starting tight end's been out too. He's doing it with, I would say, less help if he wins this than any MVP I can remember. Well, maybe Lamar, but Lamar, you know, whatever, 1,200 yards on the ground the one year he won.
Yeah, he was doing things never seen before, so.
But Josh Allen's just ridiculous right now. I think he's having the best season, and the best play was Barkley. I mean, that was a full-speed reverse. We've never seen it before, just what Limit said.
No. I'm amazed at guys that can jump this high. It's
especially
incredible.
Backwards. Backwards. Now the play last night, though, is already on the list of all-time favorites. In the snow for a quarterback, Amari Cooper's like, I don't know why he was over there, but it looked like he wanted the ball,
he felt bad for the – I saw his post-game comments. He said, I felt bad. It was a bad ball. It was.
And Cooper Allen made a nice, said that, yeah.
It was a good catch. So I think he went over there thinking – I don't know what he was thinking.
He was thinking there was going to be a bobble and a pick, and he was going to have to make a tackle.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah,
and then he gets the ball. He outruns a really good player, and then the shots are like Bobby Orr's Stanley Cup winning goal. And you know he's in the air like Superman, diving for the pylon in the snow. You can't beat that as a visual, Bob. Just can't.
It's pretty spectacular. And what a night it was in Buffalo.
And I think we're all in agreement with that. Coming up next. First, let me tell you that the hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. On live radio, one of us could open the magical card, Bob. What if we do? Wouldn't that be incredible? We have six packs of the Topps Chrome. Is that the name of the card?
Yes.
And one of us could find the magical Paul Skeens card that could be worth lots and lots of money, that the Pirates have come out and said they're giving huge prizes for. I don't know what the ramifications are for us if we win this, Bob. Who knows? But I just want to win it. I'd like to find out.
I'm amazed it's taken this long, and it always makes me wonder if they're just holding back with that card until a specific date.
I know.
You know, it's good PR. People keep talking about it.
I mean, if somebody had the card right now, then the whole game would end.
Right.
Game over. Maybe it'll be you, Bob, next. What if you get it? What will your reaction be? Like winning the lottery?
I'm going to act like I've been there before.
Like Larry Fitzgerald?
Yes. You're not going to know.
Putting the ball in the crowd?
Stoic face one way or the other. Say, Joe, I got it.
Let's do that next. The excitement is building here as we are going to open up. I don't know. How exciting will it be on the radio, though, if we get like, you know, Brian Bixler and Darren Dalton and things like that, even though neither one plays in the league anymore? Is it going to make for good radio, Bob?
Probably not, but it won't stop us.
Limits, do you think it will?
I certainly hope it does.
Do we have natural sound of opening packages and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, we're going to have to do it quickly. Anyway, there's a Monday night game tonight. Let's see how the Cleve Brownies fare.
There should be bubble gum in those things.
Maybe
I'm disappointed there's no bubble gum.
Maybe in the snow again.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Time's a-wasting here. We have baseball cards to open. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. We have each of us has two packs of these chrome cards, Topps chrome cards. Everybody's looking for the one-of-a-kind Skeens card that could make one of us rich. So we have these in our possession. I'm going to start
first. One of
first.
Us rich. I thought there was a
first.
Truce here. We're going to split this.
We're going to turn each one over and then put it to the camera. I go first, Bob. Are you ready?
Did you open your packet yet?
Yes. Here's my first card. Here's a little sound effect. Okay. My first card is Freddie Freeman.
That's a good card.
No, it's not.
Freddie
Freeman had a card,
Joe. Really wonderful
year.
The
card sucks. Who's your first guy?
Who is it? Upside down? Do I reveal?
Yeah, reveal yours. Who is it?
Wow. Shota Imanaga from the Cubs.
Ooh. Not bad, Bob. Not congratulations. Bad. Limits?
All right. My first card is AJ Puck from the Diamondbacks. Relief pitcher.
Puck that. I want Paul Skeens. Here's mine. Here's the reveal. Who's that? That's Garrett Cole.
Oh. That's a good card, Joe.
Garrett Cole, $300 million man.
I'm not here to get Garrett Cole
right,
cards. I'm here to win the Willy Wonka prize.
I wish I had that
next
pack.
One yeah. For me. By the way, there's four cards in here.
I know.
You said three.
Okay.
Sorry.
I missed by one, Bob. He's been
my
doing
next
it.
One is Emmanuel Rivera from
nice.
Lovely consolation
that's
prize
that's the worst
for
card
me.
Yet.
All right. My next card is...
Oh, my God.
Ooh. A Brandon Crawford Cardinals card.
Just retired.
Cardinals, one of us, not
there,
Giants.
There's other one-of-a-kind cards other than Skeens. Somebody got an Ellie De La Cruz the other day, and 800,000 people looked at the video, and that might be worth money
and
someday.
Matt Holliday's offering $100,000 for his son Jackson's card.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get
that.
For
the 101.
We have more cards to go. Let's go. Time is wasted.
Justin Turner. Go next,
okay,
Bob.
Next one. I have the Twins' Louis Varland. Wonderful holiday gift for my family members. Somebody's going to get one of these Varland.
I have, the guy that some people wanted the Pirates to take, a Wyatt Langford Rangers card.
I like Wyatt Langford.
I have, come on. Who's that? Matsui. This is a horrible pack of cards.
My last one. Pack. You're down to your second. Here goes my last one, and it is Clayton Beter.
Not to be confused with Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton. The wrong Clayton.
Clayton Beter.
You ever heard of Christian Scott?
No.
Of the Mets?
I'm sorry
you
that
just
I have.
Did.
I've opened my second pack, as you can hear. Can you imagine if one of us gets the Skeens card right now? This is very anticlimactic at the moment. Here we go.
I gotta just go ahead.
Yoshida? What is fabulous something something? I don't have my glasses. I can't even
see
it.
Oh, the Red Sox card. That's a good card, Joe.
This card sucks. Stop saying that.
Bob, rubbing it for good luck.
Oh, I have a future card, and this is Michael Harris II with the Atlanta Braves, a very good defensive outfielder.
Is there a piece of jersey in that card, Bob?
A what?
No, it's not one of them.
No, that's not one of them.
Who do you have?
I have a Corbin Burns 2024 MLB All-Star Game card.
There
not
you
bad.
Go.
It's not bad.
I have a Daniel Hudson card. You next, Bob. We have
Daniel
to hurry
Hudson.
Now. We're
okay.
down to 1 minute.
We're down two. I have the Padres and Jackson Merrill, a guy who could have won the Rookie of the
that's
Year.
That's a good card. One of a kind, Bob.
I'm holding on this one.
Limits?
I have Tang, a pitcher for the Giants.
Tang.
Never heard of him.
I have Andy Pages. I wish I'd never opened these pages.
Well, next one, I have two left. Got to get
good luck, Bob.
This. Next one is Yamamoto, outstanding pitcher with the Dodgers, and they keep on spending money on everyone.
The aggregate worth of all these cards is zero so far.
Well, I have Jackson Merrill.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about a Frankie Montas card for the Brewers?
All right, this is my last
one. We're down to our last
card. Please make this the Skeens card for generations to come. I've never heard of this guy. Elaine Watson? No, Blake Watson. I don't have my glasses on. Get out
Blake, all right, my last one. This could be it. I hope it is. I'm in a Christmas mood. It's the Astros, Ronel Blanco. And I went Blanco on my card selection.
I don't think Daryl Hernandez is going to be selling any money anytime soon.
Oh, wow. Was that anticlimactic? Thank you for putting in the legwork, though.
Yeah, that was. Do we get to keep these cards?
Yeah, we get to keep them.
I'd like to keep them.
Thank you to the General.
Thank you, General. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 33 with cloudy skies. More Steelers tomorrow. Bob, when do we see you next?
I'll be here Wednesday.
That sounds delicious. Have a good night, gentlemen.
All right, gents. See you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bob, that was kind of depressing now that I think about it.
It was a wonderful show. Let's go, baby.
The show was good.
I look forward to it. Maybe we'll get more cards. General, feed us.